Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. The end of the regular season for many of the high school spring sports teams has arrived. In this busy show, we'll recap what happened this week and check the standings with the playoffs about to start. The show this week begins with the rivalry baseball games between the Bradshaw Mountain Bears and the Prescott Badgers, with the two teams splitting the season series 1-1. In the first game on Tuesday, the Prescott Badgers won a slugfest in Prescott Valley against their rival, 28-12. The Badgers had crooked numbers in four of the seven innings, with five runs in the third, nine runs in the fourth, four runs in the sixth, and eight runs in the seventh. The Bears, meanwhile, scored in every inning except for the seventh, and scored three runs in three of the seven innings. Six of the 12 batters to come to the plate for Prescott had at least three hits in the game, as the Badgers had 24 hits overall. Senior Ryan Elliott had four hits in seven at-bats, and junior Colton Champion had four hits in six at-bats, knocking in five runs. Senior Jack Burton led the team with six RBIs and hit two home runs. Game two on Thursday afternoon in Prescott was a much different story, as the Bears beat the Badgers 9-3. The game was tied 3-3 after seven innings of play, so the game went into extras. The Bradshaw Mountain Bats came alive in the eighth inning, scoring six runs to secure the win. Rylan Upjortson and Joshua Wright each knocked in two runs, and four other players also had an RBI in the bounce-back win. For the Badgers, junior Ivan Schuster had three hits and scored a run. Sophomore TJ Drape pitched seven innings for the Bears, allowing three runs on eight hits while walking two and striking out two. That was the final game of the regular season for both the Badgers and the Bears. The Badgers finish with a 12-6 overall record and a 9-3 region mark, good for second place behind region champion Flagstaff, that went 15-1 overall and 10-1 in the region. The Bears finished the regular season with an 11-5 overall record and 8-3 in the region, good for third place. Looking at the playoff picture, the Badgers are ranked number 8 in the 4A and the Bears are ranked number 9. The final rankings will be announced soon, with the first round of the playoffs getting underway next Saturday. The play-in takes place on Wednesday. As for Chino Valley, the baseball team has gone 0-3 this week so far, losing to Northwest Christian 6-0 on Monday, Wickenburg 10-9 in 10 innings on a Wednesday, and Northwest Christian again 10-0 on Thursday. The team hosts Juno Douglas at 1 p.m. on Friday. Next week, the team ends the regular season at home against Scottsdale Christian on Monday at 3:45 p.m. The Cougars are 5-11 overall and 2-7 in the region as they sit in fifth place. We'll get caught up with other high school and college scores from the past week and look ahead to this weekend's Wranglers game. But before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Reach out for all your plumbing and heating needs. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's get caught up with the rest of the teams in the area with the whip around. The Bears and Badgers also clashed on the softball diamond, with each taking a game from the rivalry series. The Badgers won the first game on Tuesday 4-0 behind excellent pitching from RJ Parra, who went seven shutout innings, only allowing two hits and three walks while striking out 17. The Bears got revenge on Thursday, beating the Badgers 11-4. Senior Carmen Marquez knocked in three RBIs in the win for Bradshaw Mountain, while Cadence Williams and Cody Stater had two RBIs each. The Bears end the regular season with a 12-5 overall record and 8-4 in the region, good for third place. The Badgers went 11-7 overall and had a 7-5 region mark for fourth place. Looking at the 4A rankings, the Bears are currently number 10 and the Badgers are number 11. The playoffs get underway next Saturday. The Prescott boys tennis team ended the season with a 5-4 loss to Paradise Honors on Tuesday for a 10-3 overall record and a 4-2 mark in the Division II Section 2 in fourth place. The Bradshaw Mountain boys tennis team ended the regular season this week with an 8-1 loss to Thatcher and a 5-4 win against Cactus Shadows for an overall record of 11-3 and 4-2 in the section, good for second place. Up next is the Division II Team Championship first round, where the number 13 Bears take on the number 4 seed AZ College Prep on Wednesday at 3 p.m. The Prescott girls tennis team went 1-1 this week, losing to Eastmark 7-2 on Monday, but beating Paradise Honors 9-0 on Tuesday to finish the regular season with a 9-6 overall record and a 4-3 mark in the section in fourth place. The Bears girls tennis team concluded the season with an 8-1 loss to Cactus Shadows at home on Monday as the team went 5-9 overall and 2-5 in the section. The Prescott boys volleyball team this week beat Chrisman 3-0 and Greenway 3-1 to improve their record to 13-3 overall and 5-1 in the region as they hold the first place spot in the 4A Skyline. They end the regular season next week at home against Thunderbird on Tuesday at 6 p.m. and then on the road against rival Bradshaw on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. The Bradshaw Mountain boys volleyball team lost 3-0 to Lee Williams and also 3-0 against Dysart on Tuesday as they fall to 2-11 overall and 0-4 in the region. They host Thunderbird on Friday at 5 p.m. Next week, the Bears face Thunderbird on the road Monday at 5 p.m. and then host Greenway on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. and then Prescott on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. The Prescott boys track and field team will compete in the Seton Catholic Last Chance on Tuesday, while the Bradshaw Mountain boys and girls track and field teams host a meet against four other teams, including Camp Verde, Chino Valley, and Mayer, on Wednesday. Ending high school sports with a couple of Chino Valley teams, as the softball team lost both their games this week against Northwest Christian, 12-8 and 9-3, as they fall to 5-12 overall and 3-8 in the region. The team finishes the regular season at home on Monday as they host Scottsdale Christian at 3:45 p.m. The golf team competes on Thursday against Baghdad, Parker, and Williams. On to college sports, starting with the Embry-Riddle Eagles, as the baseball team, after losing both games to Westcliff in a doubleheader on Friday, picked up a 12-6 win against Westcliff on Saturday. However, they then lost to OUAZ at home on Tuesday, 12-4, as they fall to 23-17 overall and 11-8 in the conference. The team hosts Providence Christian for a doubleheader beginning at 11 a.m. on Friday and then plays Providence Christian again on Saturday at noon before ending the regular season hosting Arizona Christian on Wednesday at 3 p.m. The softball team, after splitting a doubleheader with Westcliff on Friday, swept a doubleheader with Westcliff on Saturday by a combined score of 14-1 to improve to 29-11 overall and 18-2 in the conference. The team has a pair of road doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday against Benedictine Mesa before ending the regular season with a doubleheader against Arizona Christian at home on Wednesday beginning at 2 p.m. The women's golf team won their 10th straight CalPAC championship as the team was led by Haley Stevenson, who won the tournament with a three-round total of 221. She was also named the CalPAC Golfer of the Year. Next up, the Eagles will compete in the NAIA National Tournament in May. As for the men's golf team, the Eagles finished second at the CalPAC Golf Championship. Alex Cam led the Eagles, finishing with scores of 78, 71, and 73, good for fifth place. The men's and women's outdoor track and field teams compete in the Mesa Invite on Friday. On to the Yavapai College Rough Riders, as the baseball team split a doubleheader with number 14-ranked Pima on Saturday and then fell in a doubleheader to Cochise on Tuesday by scores of 9-2 and 7-2. They fall to 13-35 overall and 7-25 in the conference. The team has a doubleheader on the road Saturday against Arizona Western and then hosts South Mountain for a doubleheader on Tuesday beginning at noon. The softball team split doubleheaders with Central Arizona on Saturday and Arizona Western on Tuesday before winning a doubleheader against Mesa via a forfeit on Thursday, as the team is now 13-20 overall and 13-13 in the conference. Next up is a home doubleheader against Eastern Arizona beginning at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Ending the show with the NAZ Wranglers, as the team will host the Duke City Gladiators at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley at 6:05 p.m. on Saturday. The Wranglers are 2-1 on the season, winning their last game on the road April 6th, 57-50 against San Antonio. The Gladiators are still looking for their first win of the new season with an 0-3 record, losing their last game against Tucson 56-49. Last season, the Wranglers lost both their matchups against Duke City 43-35 on opening weekend and then 47-40 in late May. Once again, the kickoff for Saturday's game at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley is 6:05 p.m. on Saturday. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week as we look ahead to the spring sports playoffs.